very nice.
I work in the middle.
Tony, the center of Pennsylvania
Avenue.
It's
more of a winter weather specialist, Kevin.
Yeah, that's really an expert. I would use that term. The center of Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House to the Capitol soon may be reserved for just two things: the president's inauguration and people riding bicycles. A pair of bike lanes are destined to grace the middle of one of the country's most fabled streets as part of an expanding network of dedicated bicycle lanes in the district, soon to include LI 9th Street Northwest and more of 15th Street Northwest.
Yeah, I read about this early this morning, and I just assumed that a dedicated bike lane would be that small little bike lane.
To the right.
Like you get at the beach.
On the right-hand side. Right. Where bicycles are free to go, maybe
sidewalk.
2x2, but mostly 1x1.
And they never use them.
And I had no problems with that whatsoever. Then I heard on Channel 4 that these things were going to remove an entire lane of automobiles, which the last time I looked, the roads were made for automobiles, and that they were going to somehow be in the middle and not on the sides, and we were going to be dominated as if this was Beijing by hundreds of thousands of bicyclists. And I don't really care what they do on Pennsylvania Avenue if you can't ride a car on that anyway. But how are they going to get the bikes down there? They're going to have to go through other streets. I think this is a terrible, terrible idea. I mean, I don't mind those one lanes. I don't mind that. But you get in Rock Creek Park and three or four of these people start riding abreast. And, you know, and I swear to you, it's all you can do to not run them down. Like Wile E. Coyote, just run them over and stay on the right. I mean, stay on the right. I'm happy to share the road with you, but by share the road, what I mean is you have room on the right and I have room on the road. Get the hell out of my way. Am I wrong in this?
Strong letter to follow.
Am I?
Here's the problem I have. I'll give you the bike lanes if we opened up Pennsylvania Avenue on the one side of the White House and that other street behind. Because when they closed those off for stupid security reasons, it created such
major
congestion
bottleneck.
Downtown.
What are you going to do?
Major bottleneck.
Where are you
going to
go?
You add this, it's going to make it even worse.
These chesty cyclists. I mean, they take right lane and they're already moving over to the middle.
And with the little water bottle in the back and their stupid hats. And their shiny shorts, they are the same disgusting posers that in the middle of a snowstorm come out with cross-country skiing on your block. Run them down. I mean, if they don't use the right, let them use the right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Or they can ride on the top of the curb.
It's a ballsy group. That whole group.
I don't take my car and ride on the sidewalk because I understand that's not for my car.
Right.
Why do these people think that these roads were built for bicycles?
Because they're crunchy granola. They just want us to live in a cleaner world.
I know I'm going to get. Someone's going to hate me for this.
Well, they already do.
Am I wrong?
No, the bike sponsors are cutting off now.
Am I wrong?
If everybody
I don't think I'm wrong.
Truly shared the road, I'm all for people getting more exercise.
Yeah. They don't share it now.
They don't share the road. They dominate the road. They dare you to run them down.
Yes, they do.
And then when you do, they get angry. What is that about?
If you honk, they slow down in front of you.
And so you tap them. I'm not saying to kill them. I'm saying just tap the one. Tap
Make
the
them
tap
take
one.
A spill.
Just
not a fatal spill, but just a limb losing spill.
If you're not rubbing, you're not racing, right?
Right.
So you just pop them a little bit and see what happens.
So annoying.
Why so? And they get. Gary,
this is a Fenty move. He's a
big bike guy.
With a security detail, of course.
Right.
But again, why
what's
can't
next?
They just...
Then you got the Segways.
What's wrong with the little lane on the right? I'm off. I don't drive in the little lane on the right.
Here's the argument I think they would make, is that the little lane on the right is often covered up by cars that are parked at the wrong time of day and buses that have pulled in to let
them
pass.
Tell them to take Metro.
Out.
We've got a
really?
Subway system
Well, then
that
they
works.
Can veer out a little bit. My objection to them is when they ride in the middle of the road, they give you the finger.
Yep.
They do all the time. Yep. They think they own it because they think that you think you own it. I don't think I own it. I own it. I have a car. I have a large, powerful car compared to your stupid little bicycle.
It seems a little discriminatory to me. I mean, what about unicyclists? Why don't they get a lane?
Well, they can have the same lane on the
right.
Well,
it's a bicycle lane.
Anything
it's
with less than four wheels or three wheels.
Gets the right lane, well, if there is one. And if there isn't one, take the Metro.
How about a Segway? How about you get those tools standing there, you know, on the thing with the moving?
Yeah, those didn't happen at all, did they?
Yeah.
Those are a joke.
They were in Mall Cop.
Yeah. That doesn't work. So we're open. The whole city is going to be just for bicycles?
Under siege.
It's Beijing.
It's awful. It's awful.
So it'd be buses and bicycles. That's all there's going to be.
There are plenty of paths.
So what's next? Eating dogs? I mean, come on.
The Capitol Crescent Trail gets you to Georgetown, and then you can take the Metro from there.
What? Yeah.
Get on a bus.
What is the? Yes. What's their problem?
Feed the economy.
When they're right, they are. What did you call them? Granoli.
They're a crunchy group.
They don't shave their legs.
Many of them are men.
The
Tony.
Women.
Oh,
some of them are men.
Actually, they do shave their legs to fit into those bicycle shorts, so they can glisten as they ride.
Exactly.
Stop.
They throw water on themselves. They're not even sweating.
Well, we've trashed them pretty good.